Managing and using resources in a sustainable way. Not always easy, I can tell you. But after about 10 years spent working in marine protected areas, believe me, I have my own views on the matter. And since you're here, I'll give you my recipe. First of all, take a zone of ecological interest, rich in biodiversity but vulnerable. Turn it into a marine protected area without forgetting to include all the local stakeholders in its management. But watch out, for the dish to come together, you need to add a good pinch of diplomacy, a great deal of listening, plenty of information for the users, a few rules to be respected. In short, find the right proportions to make everyone feel involved. At the same time, make sure you've obtained the best protection level possible. But this also requires prudence. A high level of protection doesn't necessarily mean an inaccessible marine protected area under glass where no use is allowed. Quite the opposite. Create sanctuary-like, no extraction areas, but allow fishing in other places nearby. It's simply a matter of balance. My colleagues have used this strategy in the Gulf of Kokova in Turkey with the fishermen, and it worked. Same thing in Nueva Tabaca in Spain. To be effective in the whole Mediterranean, create connection corridors between the different marine protected areas. Add strict regulations on commercial fishing by lowering the quotas of overexploited fish stock or temporarily banning it. Spice it all up with a good dash of sustainable tourism, awareness rising, and blue economy. That's all there is to it.